In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of Saint Margaret Mary, the Visitation Sister, who was privileged to receive the mysteries of the Sacred Heart. But besides her, today is also the feast day of several other great saints of God. One of them was Saint Serafino, who was a Capuchin lay brother and who spent every night 3 hours in prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Also, today is the feast of the Ursuline martyrs of Valenciennes. These Ursuline nuns were arrested during the French Revolution, and 5 of them were brought up for trial when they openly stated that they had returned to their convent in order to teach the Catholic faith. They were sentenced to death. They were led to the guillotine in the great marketplace amid the tears of their sisters. One of them, seeing how their mother superior and rest of the sisters were crying, watching them to be led to place of execution, exclaimed in courage, "Mother, you taught us to be valiant, and now when we are going to be crowned, you weep." 5 days later, the superior herself and the 5 other nuns suffered the same fate. But one of the most charming saint stories I know is from the life of another of today's saints, the 5th century saint called Saint John the Dwarf. As yesterday's Saint Gerard Magella, Saint John's perfection in spiritual life was his perfect obedience. This little man became famous among the eminent saints that inhabited the deserts of Egypt. As a young man, John wanted so much to follow wholeheartedly in the spirit of the gospel his master Jesus, so that he retired among the monks in the desert. For his first lesson, the old hermit, who was his spiritual director, gave John a walking stick, and the old hermit ordered John to plant the stick in the ground and water it every day until it should grow fruit. Even though the river was at a great distance, John did what he was told and planted the stick and started to water it. And he continued to water the walking stick for over 2 years with great simplicity of obedience. He never said a word against his mission. And into the 3rd year, the stick, which had taken root, pushed forth leaves and buds and produced fruit. The old hermit was marveling, and he gathered the fruit of the walking stick, carried it to the church, and giving it to some of the other monks, said, "Take and eat the fruit of obedience." Saint John is also an example of a saint who is so intent on the things of God that he was very absent-minded. For example, when someone knocked on his door and told he was coming to fetch the baskets Saint John had made in his cell, John went to fetch them, but forgot the thing on his way and sat down to his work again. The carrier knocked again and again called Saint John, inquiring the baskets, and again Saint John went to fetch them and forgot. Finally, he called the brother to come in and get the baskets himself. On another day, one of the brothers came to talk to St. John with the common phrase, just 2 or 3 minutes. But their conversation about spiritual things was so ardent and sweet that they continued it the whole night until morning. When they finally realized it was day, they went out, St. John only to go with him for a few steps. But their talk again turned to God and his kingdom, and this time it lasted till midday. Another time, St. John was called to convert a woman of very bad reputation. So John went to her house and sat down by her, asking what in the world she had against Jesus that she should have abandoned him. The woman was stuck silent by these words, and seeing the saint in tears, she said to him, "Why do you weep?" St. John replied, "How can I not weep when I see Satan in possession of your heart?" She was so much moved by his gentleness and concern for her that grace entered into her heart, and she asked him, "Father, is the path of penitence still open to me?" He replied, "It is." "Then show me the way." He rose up and led her to the desert, and they separated to their places for night. During night, St. John had a dream where he saw the soul of this woman going up to heaven, and he heard a voice telling him that her penitence was as perfect before God as it was short before man. And in the morning he found her dead. St. John the dwarf died in the same manner as he had started his vocation as a monk, in perfect obedience. When he drew near his end, his disciples begged him to leave them some final lesson of Christian perfection. He left these final words, "I never followed my own will, nor did I ever teach another what I had not first practiced myself." Like Saint Margaret Mary and Saint Serafino, who never missed a chance to visit their Lord, and like the holy Ursuline nuns, he, with his life, gave the perfect summary of Christian spirituality. We are nothing, and God is everything. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.